The following is a first Marine aircraft wing taped historical interview. The interviewee is Major Frank C. Regan, 071512, USMC. Pilot and maintenance officer attached to VMA 121, MAG 12, Chulai, Republic of Vietnam. The interviewer is Corporal Norman R. Carlson, 218-5474, USMC. This interview takes place at Chulai, Republic of Vietnam, on 12 March 1968. The subject of this interview is a close air support mission in Khe Sanh area occurring on 8 February 1968. This interview is classified confidential until downgraded by higher authority.
This is Major Frank C. Regan, United States Marine Corps. I flew a close air support hop in the Khe Sanh area on 8 February 1968. My wingman was First Lieutenant Larry Stevens, United States Marine Corps. We were scheduled on this date for mission number 133, which was a direct air support mission in the DMZ area. We attended a briefing by the representatives of the MAG 12 S3 section, in which we were briefed on the weather and possible controlling agencies in the DMZ area. I supplemented this brief with a more descriptive brief for Captain Stevens on the technical aspects of the hop. We launched as scheduled, taking off at 10:35, made an instrument climb out, and proceeded up north to channel 109. We reported in and were informed that we would be diverted to a TPQ mission because of the weather in the DMZ area. While holding, waiting our turn for a Plutocrat Alpha TPQ-10, we were further diverted by Plutocrat 1 to the Khe Sanh area. We were told to contact a TACA call sign Covey 672. Stevens and I then proceeded to the target area, switching to the TACA's controlling frequency. At this time, we heard the TACA controlling another flight on what appeared to be several tanks on a road about 6 to 8 miles west of Khe Sanh. As we approached the target area, we found a break in the cloud layer just directly over the target. The previous flight was finishing up its ordnance delivery. They pulled off. I began a descent down through the cloud break with Lieutenant Stevens in trailer position. We immediately caught sight of the target, informed Covey 672 that we had the target in sight, and we were ready to deliver our ordnance. We carried six Delta II Whiskies and 80 20mm cannon rounds per aircraft. The Delta II Whiskies were 500-pound bombs, and they were configured for high dive delivery. Weather conditions in the target area call for a shallow dive angle. We used about a 15-degree attack dive angle, releasing our ordnance at 1,500 feet above ground level and pulling up sharply to avoid any fragments. When we arrived in the area, the enemy tanks had left the road for a wooded section. I only saw one tank. It was heavily camouflaged. We each made five runs, expending our bombs, our 12 500-pounders, on the first three runs, and then finished up with our 20-millimeter cannon shells. After expending all our ordnance, the controller made a flyby over the area to make a bomb damage assessment. This attack occurred at Grid coordinates X-ray Delta 715367. 100% of the ordnance was delivered on target with 100% target coverage. One vehicle, one tank was destroyed, and a large secondary explosion was observed in the wooded area. On our pullouts, we encountered hostile fire, small arms from the enemy concentration. After obtaining our BDA, we proceeded and made an uneventful flight back to Channel 52 I. The weather conditions in the target area at the time of the strike were a broken cloud layer from 3 to 3,500 feet above ground level, and visibility at the time of the strike was about 4 miles due to haze.